Utah Attorney General John Swallow says his name will be cleared. In an interview with KCPW Monday night, he denied allegations that he brokered a deal between Utah businessman Jeremy Johnson and Nevada Senator Harry Reid.
Jeremy's a desperate person right now. He's trying to deal with the indictment he has going with him right now and is trying to do anything he can to save himself. But that does not excuse him making up this kind of a terrible lie against someone who's in public office.
Claims surfaced last week that Johnson, who was under indictment for mail fraud, asked Swallow to put him in touch with people who had ties to the Federal Trade Commission. He said he was told those connections could make that investigation go away for $600,000. Swallow admits talking to Johnson before he was sued by the Federal Trade Commission, but says he only put him in touch with a friend and former client who might be able to help him.
When he came to me and said, listen, I'm having some trouble. Nothing's been filed yet, but I'm having some trouble. I need some help. I said, well, I can't help you. I work for the government. I work in the Attorney General's office. But I do know someone you could meet with that might be able to open some doors for you.
Now Swallow is hoping an investigation into the matter will set the record straight. Monday, he sent a letter to the U.S. Attorney for Utah, David Barlow, asking him to review the allegations.
I know that through this open process, I will be able to clear my name and make sure that everybody knows that this didn't happen and wouldn't happen.
But Utah Democratic Party Chair Jim DeBacchus wants the investigation to go one step further.
It's really important that this inquiry be done by people who are outside of the area here, that can come and look completely objectively, don't have local ties.
DeBacchus is asking for U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to appoint an independent prosecutor to investigate Johnson's claims. He says Swallow should stay in office until the investigation is complete. However, two newspapers, the Salt Lake Tribune and the Daily Herald, are calling for Swallow's resignation. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.